Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fascinating episode of our Language Learning Podcast. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm so happy to be here with you today.
And I'm Robert. It's great to be back, Elizabeth. And hello to all our listeners joining us from around the world. Today, we're really going to dive deep, literally, into the mysterious world of underwater cities and their surprising folkloric origins.
That's right. Have you ever dreamt of finding a hidden treasure or maybe even an entire ancient city? Well, today, we're exploring places even more mysterious than that. Incredible cities lost beneath the waves. I always wanted to find Atlantis on my summer vacation, but I never brought a big enough shovel.
That's a good one, and it touches on exactly what we're talking about. We'll explore some famous legends, discuss where these incredible stories might come from, and why they continue to fascinate us so much.
So, get ready to explore some ancient myths, hear some truly incredible tales, and discover maybe even a few real-world inspirations behind these amazing stories. It's going to be quite an adventure.
It certainly will be. So, let's start with perhaps the most famous submerged city of all, Atlantis. Its name is known by almost everyone. But what exactly is its origin story, Elizabeth?
Well, Robert, Atlantis was first mentioned by the ancient Greek philosopher Plato way back around 360 BC. He described it as a very advanced and powerful island nation, much larger than Libya and Asia put together at the time.
That's a massive scale. Plato painted a picture of Atlantis as an incredibly powerful naval force with grand architecture. Think about buildings decorated with gold, silver, and precious metals. They were supposed to have amazing technology, too.
Yes, exactly. But according to Plato, the people of Atlantis eventually became very corrupt. They started to lose their virtue and became greedy and arrogant, despite their amazing wealth and power.
And what happened then? Because that sounds like the setup for a big fall. What was the end for this powerful civilization?
According to the legend, because the gods were angry with their people's greed and arrogance, Atlantis sank into the ocean in a single day and night of terrible catastrophes. It was gone, swallowed by the sea.
So it sounds like a very clear warning story about the dangers of pride and greed. But do people still believe it's real today, or is it just a story? And why do you think this particular myth has captured imaginations for centuries?
Absolutely. Many people have searched for it. I think it represents a lost utopia, a perfect but flawed civilization that fell. It really taps into our deep human desire for discovery and the enduring mystery of the unknown, the things that are just beyond our reach.
That's a great point. While Atlantis is a global legend, other cultures have their own unique and compelling tales of sunken cities. Let's travel to France to explore the ancient Breton legend of the city of Ys.
Ah, yes. It's a wonderful but also sad story. The city of Ys was said to be a magnificent place, built in the Bay of Douarnenez in Brittany. It was protected from the wild sea by a giant dike and a very special, strong sea gate.
Yes, and unlike Atlantis, Ys was lost not because of divine wrath alone, but through a very human error, or some say, a terrible sin. What exactly happened to bring about its downfall, Elizabeth?
The story goes that Princess Dahut, who was the king's daughter, carelessly opened the sea gates during a huge storm or during a drunken party. This act of recklessness caused the entire city to be swallowed by the raging ocean.
It's interesting how ease emphasizes human responsibility, or maybe even human irresponsibility, when you compare it to Atlantis's story of divine punishment. What does this difference tell us about the cultural values embedded in these two different stories?
Right. It really highlights the consequences of pride or recklessness that come from within us rather than from angry gods. And like Atlantis, many locals in Brittany still believe you can sometimes hear the church bells of Ys ringing from beneath the waves on very quiet days. It's a haunting detail.
That's a truly powerful image, isn't it? These aren't the only ones, of course. Across the world, you find many similar stories. Think about Dwarka in India, sometimes linked to the ancient city of Lord Krishna, or even the persistent idea of lost cities somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle.
And it's not just pure fantasy. Some of these myths might actually have roots in real events. For example, ancient coastal cities were truly submerged due to rising sea levels after the last ice age, or destroyed by devastating tsunamis and earthquakes.
Exactly. The human imagination then takes these very real, dramatic events and weaves grand, incredible narratives around them, adding moral lessons or mysterious elements. The deep, vast, and mysterious ocean also makes a perfect, natural setting for these hidden worlds.
So these myths often combine our very human fears of natural disasters, the huge unknown of the ocean, and our endless fascination with what lies hidden just out of sight, don't they? It's a powerful combination.
They absolutely do. From the grand lost empire of Atlantis to the tragic tale of Ys, these stories of underwater cities remind us of the incredible power of human storytelling and the enduring mysteries of our world.
These folkloric origins show us how ancient peoples tried to explain powerful natural disasters, explore ideas of morality and good versus bad, and imagine incredible worlds that were just beyond their reach.
They absolutely do. Whether they are entirely real or purely mythical, the idea of a lost city hidden beneath the waves continues to spark our imaginations and make us wonder about the secrets the ocean holds.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fascinating journey into the depths of legend and folklore, Robert. It's been a truly captivating discussion.
It has been, Elizabeth. We hope you enjoyed exploring these incredible stories with us today. Do you have a favorite underwater city myth? Let us know.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep learning. We'll talk to you soon.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.